Dedication and thanks. Dedication. To Grace and Madeline. The more you change, the more my love stays the same. Acknowledgements. There are a number of reasons I prefer the term independent publishing to self-publishing, but first and foremost is the fact that this book took the time and effort of many people to become what it is today. I am indebted to all of them. Karen Cox has been a wonderful editor. She's a pleasure to work with, and her gentle corrections make me a better writer. John Corsi is a remarkably talented art director and graphic designer, and I'm lucky to have worked with him on the print edition of this book. Thoughtful feedback and encouragement from my beta readers has made this a better story, and I'm indebted to them. Thank you to Nate Bates, Elizabeth Bushnell, Josh Cole, Richard DePippo, Christopher Kellen, Ariel Seeling, Glenn Westerberg, and Tally Westerberg. A special thank you to my friend Kristen Boucher and sister Erin Wallace, who have been reading this story years at the time of publishing, and still provided amazing feedback. I must also make special mention of the work of Mike Tibbles, who not only read the book, but also constructed a wiki, drew maps, and made an excellent attempt at translating Shadow Tongue. His work was invaluable, and I dream of one day having fans with that much enthusiasm. Over the years, many friends have read my work and offered critique and encouragement. Thank you to Eric, Nick, Warren, Ryan, and Al. Thank you to my parents for the love and guidance, and for always projecting absolute certainty of my eventual success. Finally, I must extend my deepest gratitude to my wife, Becky, who was my most encouraging beta reader and whose support and patience make my writing possible. It was an unusual rat, and not just for its extraordinary size and exaggerated features, but also for the vermilion twinges in its coat, like flame dancing in its fur when it moved, the eyes that burned with an otherworldly malevolence, and the unnatural death scream it gave when a dagger pinned it to the bottom of its cage. For a time, they sat and watched the dead rat. "And you're sure where you got this?" They were. A moment later, the rat began to hiss like a tea kettle that had been left on too long. The air around it thrummed to a climax, and the cage exploded in a flash of light and smoke. "Interesting." An imp leaped from the wreckage with a burst of minuscule pyrotechnics. The tiny demon cackled falsetto and whisked itself away in a burst of sulfur, presumably to wreak some tiny evil upon the world. Moments later, a rat, bewildered but otherwise unremarkable, crawled from the ruins of the cage, sniffed the air, and skittered away. Dattar Ermion sat back to consider the specimen, clasping his skeletal hands in front of a lipless grin. "Very interesting," he said.